Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 14, verses 28 through 33. Jesus said, "Suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Won't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? Or suppose a king is about to go to war against another king. Won't he first sit down and consider whether he is able with 10,000 men to oppose the one coming against him with 20,000? If he is not able, he will send a delegation while the other is still a long way off and will ask for terms of peace. In the same way, those of you who do not give up everything you have cannot be my disciples." Jesus never sugarcoated discipleship. He didn't promise an easy life or worldly success. Instead, he spoke honestly. Count the cost. Following Jesus isn't just about going to church, saying prayers, or being a good person. It's about giving him your time, your priorities, your possessions, and even your relationships. Jesus isn't looking for part-time followers. He wants all of you. That might sound overwhelming. In fact, if you truly count the cost, you'll realize you can't afford it. Who of us has loved Jesus more than family or put him first at every turn? None of us has the perfect devotion he describes. But here's the beautiful twist. Jesus counted the cost of your salvation, and he paid it in full. He didn't back down when he saw what it would take. He gave up his glory, his comfort, his very life on the cross to make you his disciple. Now, following him is not about earning his love, but responding to it. We carry our crosses not to impress God, but because Jesus already carried his cross for us. We surrender everything, not in fear, but in joyful trust that Christ is worth more than anything we give up. So, count the cost, but also count the gain. In Jesus, you lose nothing that lasts, and you gain everything that matters: forgiveness, peace, purpose, and life eternal. Lord Jesus, you gave up everything to win me. I confess that I am tempted to hold back, to cling to comfort, or to follow at a safe distance. Forgive me. Help me count the cost and gladly give my life to you, because you gave your life for me. Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.